The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our CARE Radio Sports Booster.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Hi, this is Sandy with Exchange Bank and Trust. Every day, people fall victim to fake emails, text messages, and phone calls from scammers pretending to be from a bank. Here are some tips to help protect you and your personal information. Be cautious when someone calls or contacts you claiming to be from a bank. Never share private account information by phone, text, or email. Pay attention to spelling errors in text and emails, as this is often a sign of a scam. Alert your financial institution of any suspicion of fraudulent activity. At Exchange Bank, it's our priority to keep you and your account safe, and we are here to answer your questions. Call us at 913-367-6000. Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Acheson at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Welcome and good evening. We're getting set for high school hoops here on a Friday night on CARE Radio in the Northeast Kansas League. It'll be ACCHS hosted by Mar Hill Mount Academy. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph. He's in the studio producing and engineering tonight. Tom Couch will be here high above the gym floor on the mezzanine. He has a couple of longtime foes, a couple of cross-county rivals are getting together here tonight. With that said, we're going to take a quick timeout. We'll be back. Bring you a little starters, a little info, and the tip right after this.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway. Eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at 2nd Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Good to have you back with us here at the Haverty Gymnasium on the MHMA campus in Atchison, Kansas. High school hoops getting set to go. Public address announcer, he's introducing the starters to a nice crowd on hand here tonight, particularly when you throw in the variable that neither of these teams have schools who are in session right now. So, no school going on, but basketball is. Let's take a look at the starters. First of all, for the visitors from ACCHS, center head coach Andrew Eckert. The Lady Tigers are going to be starting four seniors and a junior. Ava Spear, she's going to be the junior in this group. The seniors are going to be Gracie Kimmy, Mackenzie Scholes, Corey Wagner, and Kinsey Bowerly. from our Hillmount Academy. Under head coach Luke Knoll, Lady Ravens are going to be starting a couple of seniors tonight. Catherine Pye, Shanora Adams, a pair of juniors with Hannah Cody and Caitlin Folsom, and a sophomore, Capri Keckner. ACCHS in the traveling garb this evening. Black uniforms with orange and white lettering and trim. For MHMA, the traditional home whites with gold and black. Stick around. We, of course, have a double dip going on here this evening as it'll be the guys' game coming up after this one. And a programming note. Tomorrow's Benedictine game that was originally slated to start 2 and 4, and then they readjusted the time trying to get ahead of the weather this afternoon. If you had not heard, I'll try to be reminding you that tomorrow's game has been postponed, and it will be made up on February the 3rd. So pull out that 2025 calendar. You know the brand new one that you got hanging up on the wall, but nothing written in the boxes yet. Put that one down. February 3rd. Benedictine at Grandview. That's it. The ball goes up here at the tip of the way. It'll be controlled down by MHMA. Lady Ravens with a basketball. We are underway. Ravens working toward the near side to start the game. In the middle is going to be the feed down low, and it's going to be in and out of the hands of Adams. Taken away by ACCHS, and Bowerly is going to come into the forecourt with a basketball. Brings it off on top to Corey Wagner. Wagner swings it over to the left side. Ava Spear handles it, and it's going to be knocked away and out of bounds. Tigers are going to have it back in front of what would normally be the Ravens student section, but as I look over there, a few guys from the boys team in that section, that's about all that's there. Tigers with a basketball. We're over half a minute into the opening quarter. We have not had a shot taken by either team yet. ACCHS, what they are not, is in a hurry. They're going to take the time. Now the ball is going to escape, get away, and MHMA is going to come up with it. They'll bring it up the floor, driving in many, many steps, and they're going to count the bucket, and there's going to be a foul called. That was a Euro step plus two, and give the basket to Kempner. So she will have her first bucket of the ball game. We need to see against whom the foul is called. It's going to be on Ava Spear. The free throw is going to be good, and MHMA has taken a 3-0 lead. We're just about a minute into the opening quarter. Tigers will come into the forecourt. Now the ball is going to be knocked away. Stolen by the Ravens. It's a 2-on-0 break, and all alone, Cody for two. Hannah Cody gets her first point of the game. Tigers having trouble getting the ball up the floor. And here's a long cross-court pass. It's going to be out of reach, too high, too long, and go out of bounds. It'll belong to MHMA and will be put in play by the Lady Ravens right in front of their bench. And as quickly as that, head coach Andrew Eckert is going to take a timeout, and Joseph will get our first break of the ball game. It'll occur here at 6:44 to go. We're in the opening quarter in Atchison, Kansas. Mark Hillmount Academy 5, Lady Tigers nothing.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it. Or you could enjoy it in a cheesy queso boss burrito or with our potato olays. Forget it. The ultimate queso takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Ready for some festivities? Fill up on holiday cheer at Taco John's. For the 29th year, Nachos Navidad is back with seasoned beef, nacho cheese, and festive red and green tortilla chips. Tis Nachos Navidad season, only at Taco John's.
Atchison, Kansas. Lady Ravens putting the ball in play, driving down the right side of the lane. The shot goes up, and we're going to have another Tiger foul. This one is going to bring Folsom, I believe, to the free throw line with 6.5 to go in the opening quarter. This is going to be the second foul of the game by Ava Spear. Coach Eckert is probably going to be thinking about how he's going to handle one of his starters with two very early fouls. The first free throw by Folsom, not going to go in. One more shot here. She'll take it, send it on its way. It is very short. Rebounded underneath by Pye. She will follow up and miss it. Rebounding it down. Here come the Tigers. ACCHS racing up the court. Corey Wagner outlets other end of the floor all alone, missing it badly. And then the rebound is going to be slapped out of bounds. It'll be Tiger basketball. The outlet pass was into the forecourt quickly enough, but Mackenzie Scholes was far underneath the rim. Had no angle to get that shot away, and for the Tigers, though, they're bringing it into the baseline, and a quick jumper is going to be up and good. Bowerly going to get the bucket. And Kinsey with her first points of the game, and the Tigers are on the board. It is 5-2, 6:15 to go in the opening quarter. And with a little defensive pressure by Atchison County, the Ravens will turn it over with a travel. This is going to be first look at these two teams for me this season. ACCHS, very deliberate as they come up the floor. Ravens in a bit of a zone defense. Here's a running shot, kind of tossed at the bucket, and it's going to be up and good. Corey Wagner with two, and it is now 5-4. Top side with the ball, and I see just so much foot movement by these players out here. They allow a lot more of that, it seems like, in this day and age of basketball. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Ravens with the ball, passed into the middle, it's going to get away, but luckily saved by Cody, happened to be in the right spot at the right time. Comes back out on top. Kechner looks to drive in, dumps it over to the left side, back out on top. Cody for three, and a rebound, Tiger basketball. Mackenzie Scholes, who's going to clear it away in Atchison County with the full length of the court, outlet pass left side. Bowerly misses the point blank layup. Back up the floor with the basketball. Here comes Atchison County. ACCHS missing a golden opportunity to take their first lead. And as a cross-court pass, we're going to get a timeout taken by Coach Noel and MHMA. Taking a break at 5:01 to go. Opening quarter. It is Ravens 5, Lady Tigers 4.
It's a great day at Urban Lawn Care. It's also a great day to rid your home or business of ants, bugs, mice, or other pesky invaders. Urban Lawn Care is licensed and insured to provide pest control and extermination, as well as termite inspections and treatment programs. Call Urban Lawn Care today at 913-367-4478 in Atchison. Urban Lawn Care, ensuring your space stays pest-free.
Minutes and 1 second to go in the opening quarter. Each team has already utilized a timeout. This one coming by Moore Hill Mount Academy. They'll work the ball around the perimeter, feed in the middle of Folsom. She's triple team, can't get the shot away, brings it back out on top. Kechner will swing it over to the right side. Now the lob underneath. It's going to be way too high. Pice can't handle it. Tankers are going to steal away the basketball. Here comes ACCHS. 4:44 to go in the opening quarter. Ravens with that 5-4 lead. Tigers still looking for their first lead of the game. And again, they're going to throw it deep into the corner, and will they throw it away? They will. MHMA bringing it back the other way. Running down, Kechner, a little rainbow shot. And is that a foul? There is going to be a foul on Atchison County. It will belong to Bowerly. And Kinsey will have her first foul of the game. And back to the free throw line will come the Lady Ravens. The first shot clanks off the left side of the rim. Will not go in for Capri Kechner. One more shot coming up. She'll eye this one, pushes it skyward, wide to the left side, does not draw iron, bounces off the backboard. Tigers are going to pick it up, and here comes Wagner. She'll bring it across to the middle with 4:20 to go in the opening quarter. Wagner takes it down the left side of the lane, stumps just inside the free throw line, now pivots with the left foot. Double team, finally gets the ball away, back out on top. Atchison County looking into the middle, gets it there to Bowerly. That's where they want it. Bowerly's turnaround shot is going to miss, and a rebound underneath, pulled down by Hannah Cody. Here comes MHMA. We're midpoint of quarter number one. 5-4. Lady Ravens, the feed into the lane. The turnaround by Pice off the rim twice, won't go. And on the rebound, Kechner flies over the top and is going to be called for a foul. Yes. So Kechner will collect her first foul. It'll be team foul one for the Lady Ravens. Tigers have committed three so far, and we're at 3:50 to go in the first quarter. Now the cross-court pass from Bowerly right into the hands of Kechner, who takes three or four or five steps and gets the layup. Kechner. Capri with 5 points now, and it is 7-4. 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Out on top, Bowerly will launch three. It's going to be deflected, is it? Or is they going to say it just goes out of bounds? No. Bowery way off the mark. That ball flies out of bounds. I thought it had been tapped. Something had to have touched it, but apparently it did not. And it's going to sail out of bounds. Back it'll come to MHMA. 7-4. Lady Ravens in front. They've led from the start. 3:20 to play in the first. Pass over to the left side. Keckman's going to feed it into the left corner. Underneath it's going to go to Pice. She'll spin, turn, shoot, miss it. Rebound underneath to Folsom. She'll drive into the middle and travel. There's the call. The officials have been very generous with the steps, but that time they could not ignore it. And with 3:10 to go in the opening quarter, Ravens leading it by 3 back on defense. Atchison County left side, Bowerly. She'll accelerate down the left side of the lane. Drives in, goes up, off the window, got it. Kenzie Bowerly makes it a one-point game again at 7-6. 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Lady Tigers. Cody drives the lane, shoots, no, rebound. Bowerly, here comes Atchison County. And again, Lady Tigers with an opportunity to take a lead, something they have never held in this game. Bowerly handles it up top side. MHMA settling into a very soft player defense. Back around to the left side. Atchison County moves the ball very slowly, very methodically. They are in absolutely no hurry. They don't want to get into some kind of a running match here tonight. Driving it down the right side, stopping near the baseline. Skip pass, turn around, shot is up. Too strong, rebound pulled back down by MHMA. Here come the Lady Ravens. All the way to the other side. The shot goes up. No, followed up, and in. First bucket of the game for Catherine Pike. She'll get that shot. Makes her 1-4 in the game, and with a minute 52 to go in the opening quarter, it is a 9-6 Tiger lead. Or rather, Lady Raven lead. 9-6 Lady Ravens with a minute 40 to go. Rolling along here in quarter number one. Here's a feed in the middle and crashing over the back. And knowing she did it as she throws her hands behind her back, it kind of bounces around. It's going to be a foul. Nora Adams will collect her first. That is team foul two. Tigers will make a duo of substitutions, as will MHMA. Let me pick them up here as we get an opportunity. This game has slowed down a lot. Now the feed in the middle, batted away, it's loose on the floor, and it's going to be picked up by Keckner. She will drive down, goes in, charges in. They're going to call a blocking foul, count the bucket, plus one. Bang, bang, play down underneath the goal. The official's going to call the blocking foul. And an opportunity again for Keckner at the free throw line. She's 1-3. And now 1-4 at the free throw line. The shot misses. Tigers are going to rebound this thing back down. Here comes Atchison County. ACCHS said their rebound pulled down for the Tigers. And I'm going to pick up here in a minute who that was. And also, Joseph, I can't understand why I don't hear me very well anymore. So we may have to be investigating that as the game proceeds. We got a foul on the other end of the floor. And it is going to be on Marhill Mount Academy. The foul for the Lady Ravens on Ella Eichelberger. The crowd draws quiet, and the free throw is up and in. The ACCHS tacks one on. One more shot coming up. It's going to be a little bit short, and the rebound. It's going to be cleared away by Kiara Street, and then the Tigers are going to steal it back. ACCHS with a basketball. The feed will go down to the baseline right, and it's going to be off the fingertips and get out of bounds. And touched last by the Tigers, Rebecca Kaplinger. So here we come back up the floor in the last minute of the opening quarter. Rainbow shot from the left side is going to be up and good. MHMA stretches their lead now to 14-7 with only 40 seconds left in the first. Bowerly nearly has the ball stolen away. The official says it's going to be a jump basketball, and as the ball rolls over to the official near midcourt, it's going to belong to ACCHS. Tigers will be putting it in play just on the edge of the scorer's table with 35 seconds left in quarter number one. And Joseph, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm concerned about not hearing very well, so we're going to be talking about that here in a little bit. Here's a shot for the baseline left. It's going to be up and good. 3-point shot, Tigers, 14-10. Street will work it over to the left side. I think we got the audio fixed on this then, Joseph, but we'll talk at the break. Now the feet in the middle of Folsom, and as she goes up with a shot, she will be fouled. It is on the floor, so there is no shot as Caitlin Folsom continues to look for her first point of the game tonight. However, that's going to be team foul five by the Tigers, so it'll put Folsom at the free throw line for a couple of shots. 11 seconds left in the first quarter. Caitlin, a little right-hand dribble, lobs it on its way, knocks it right in there. So Caitlin, one of three at the free throw line. One more shot coming up for the MHMA junior. Jim gets really quiet as the second one, right in there. Folsom with a pair, 16-10. Tigers coming up with seven. They're going to have to be a little less patient here. Now with three, running in, Fowerly puts up a shot. It's going to be deflected out of bounds, and the Tigers are going to have less than a second to get a shot away, which means it is strictly an in and tip. The ball comes in. It's on its way. The buzzer, not going to count, and we've come to the end of the opening quarter. Timeout on the floor after one, and the first of our high school basketball doubleheader this evening. It is the Marshall Mount Academy Lady Ravens 16, Atchison County 10.
Seed salesmen bring a lot of stuff throughout the year. Hats, koozies, t-shirts. This year, Mustang Seeds is bringing something a little different. You ask, we listen. Mustang Seeds is now bringing 0% in-house financing to your farm. It's all part of how we're supporting farmers from the ground up. Visit us at MustangSeeds.com. Financing subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, and don't worry. We'll bring the other stuff, too.
When you need professional, reliable electrical service, Gerber Electric in Atchison has you covered. With free estimates and guaranteed work, you can trust us to get the job done right. And don't forget to visit our retail space at 405 North 17th Street for all your electrical supplies. From bulbs and batteries to connectors and more. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Call or stop by today.
Welcome back here to the Haverty Gymnasium, where we go to the second quarter. Alternate position will award the basketball to the Lady Ravens, who go into the second quarter with a 16-10 lead. Then is scoring by Capri Keckner with 10. Lady Tigers are led by Kinsey Bowerly. MHMA works it off on top, dumps it over to the right side to Hannah Cody, skips it in the middle of Folsom. She tries to get a pass into the middle. No. Back out on top, it'll come to Cody. Little head fake, and Tiger defense is really keeping MHMA out of the lane. Now here's a 15-foot turnaround by Folsom. It's off the mark. Rebounding it back down as Peisch can't get it to go in. And she'll have the ball stripped out of her hands and knocked out of bounds by the Tigers. It'll belong again to the Lady Ravens. This time they'll be putting it a point down to the baseline. Their offensive end. Half a minute gone, quarter number two. Inbound, out on top. Keckner left alone. Will launch that three. It's much too strong. And a rebound. Rolling around to the floor and saved by Hannah Cody. She'll go into the lane. Little power move. Shot too strong. Rebounding it down is going to be Bowerly. Here come the Lady Tigers. Kinsey bringing it up the floor herself. Crosses it to the left side of the logo. Kicks it over to the left side with 7 minutes to go in the first half. Her team trailing it by a half a dozen. Now left side of the lane. The ball is going to be batted away. It's loose. Rolling around to the floor. Bowerly's going to pick it up. Covered up. We're going to get a jump ball called. Possession error this time will belong to Atchison County. 6:10 to go. Tigers have a couple of subs in the game, and here's the inbound. Bowerly goes up, gets shoved a little bit, taken off her balance, and will come to the free throw line as a foul is going to be assessed to Hannah Cody. Cody picking up her first foul. It'll be the first foul of the second quarter by either team. Bowerly's free throw is good. And that is 5 points for Kinsey Bowerly. Tigers are going to bring Ava Spear back into the lineup now. Second free throw won't drop. And MHMA is going to come down with a rebound. 6:50 to go in the first half. 16-11. Long three from the left side. Not going to fall. And rebounded by Bowerly. Tigers will run it into the forecourt. Bowerly's going to drive it all the way to the left side. Drives in, goes up, doesn't get it. Rebound. Pull down Folsom. Bowerly slow to get up on the other end of the floor. And Keckner comes down. And they're going to call another blocking foul on ACCHS. 6:29 to go in the first half. Ravens bring it in at the baseline. Here's Cody back in the middle to Adams. Air ball shot beyond the rim. Caught on the fly on the other side of the basket. And Tigers, Mackenzie Scholes hauls it down. Up the floor, it's going to come. 16-11. Here's a shot from the top. It's good, and it's three. Kinsey Bowerly. 16-14. MHMA has not put a point on the board yet in the first couple of minutes of the second quarter. The feed to the free throw line. Back over to the left side. Here's a three-point shot. It's up and good by Adams. Nora on the board for the first time tonight at 5:50 to go in the first half. 19-14. ACCHS into the forecourt on the outlet pass. Left side, Bowerly holding up the ball topside. Swings it over to the left and trying to decide what they're doing defensively here. It's almost a bit of a zone defense that the Ravens have employed now. And as the ball goes in the middle for ACCHS, it's going to get tied up. Jump ball called. Possession arrow. Back it comes to MHMA. Ravens are going to rotate and they have, it looks like, the starting five back out there. Kimmy, Scholes, Wagner, Bowerly, Spear, MHMA also. Looks like they've got maybe their starting five out there. Driving into the middle, we're going to get a hold defensively on Atchison County. The foul is going to be on Ava, and she will have quickly collected her third foul of the game. And as quickly as that, right back off the floor. Ravens bring it in, left side. Adams puts up a shot, falls to the floor, shot's no good, hits the side of the backboard. And up court for the basketball, it's Atchison County. 5 minutes to go in the first half, 19-14. Ravens with the lead, Tigers with the basketball. They have never led in this game. Here's a spinning shot from the left side, up and off the mark. Rebounding it down is going to be Hannah Cody. Everybody proceeds her into the forecourt. Hannah will bring it up the floor herself, alternating hands with the dribble. She bounces the ball well out in front of her. Dumps it over to Keckner on the left side, back to Cody. She wants to go to Keckner, can't get it there. Now they'll feed underneath to Folsom. Out on top, Cody goes three. Nope, rebound, Bowerly. Here come the Tigers. ACCHS with the basketball, trending by five, 4.5 to go. First half. Scholes will take the ball into the forecourt. She'll glide over to the right side, and we're getting a timeout. We are. Coach Eckert taking a timeout for Atchison County. We'll take a break at 4:22 to go in the first half. Northeast Kansas League basketball in the girls' game. Morehill Mount Academy 19, ACCHS 14.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Well, Morehill Mount Academy, after an outstanding 16-point opening quarter, we're almost halfway through the second quarter, and they have 3 points on a long shot. And back on defense right now. ACCHS has change the tempo of the ball game to better suit themselves. And here's Bowery. She'll drive into the lane and stumbles a little bit, travels with the basketball, and it's going to go back to the Lady Ravens. 4 minutes to go in the first half. MHMA with its starting five out there. Keckner, Cody, Heisch, Adams, Folsom. The shot up, no. The follow shot up and in. Catherine with a couple of more. Her fourth points of the game. 21-14. And we've got 3.5 to go in the half. Here comes Bowerly into the forecourt. Dumps it over to the right side of McKenzie Scholes. Long cross court pass, baseline left. Now the feed to the block, and it's going to be slapped away, knocked out of bounds. Back it will come to the Lady Tigers if they're in. McKenzie will do the inbound work for ACCHS. Kicks it into the left side, way back off top, and now they'll work around to the right. Stepping inside, getting a good first quick step. The shot is going to be blocked from behind. The rebound underneath. The shot is up, rolls around, and it goes good. So the Tigers picking up a couple of points. And Ozar McKenzie Scholes getting her first bucket of the game. 3:15 to go in the half. It is 21-16. Cross-court pass going to be slapped away, knocked out of bounds. Ravens will be putting it in play from the sideline. Top side is going to be Cody. Tries a head fake, goes into the lane. The defender reaches in, dislodges the basketball. Now Cody goes to the floor, holding on to it. The Tiger defender standing over her reaches down and ties up the basketball. It'll go to ACCHS on the jump. 3 minutes left, first half. This game has been methodical. Here's a long three for Bowerly. Wow! That was a long shot, and Bowerly hits the three. It is 21-19. 2:40 left in the second quarter. Keckner will take it right side to Folsom. She goes into the lane in an easy layup. As everybody had gotten out of the way, Caitlin saw the wide open lane and goes in and scores. Caitlin Folsom with 4 points. She had a couple of free throws in the opening quarter. That is her first field goal tonight. 2:20 left in the half. Bowerly lobs it out on top to Corey Wagner. Jumped it to the left side. Back out on top, Wagner. Right side, Scholes. Bowerly, top of the key. For ACCHS, they're kind of lulling the defense to sleep a little bit, slowing the ball down, slowing them down, and then looking for that cutter across, and there it is at the baseline. Bowerly goes up, doesn't get the shot to fall, and the superior height of MHMA comes down with a rebound. Folsom clears it away. Here comes Cody. Coast to coast. Drives in. Bunny hop. Shot missed. Rebound to go back down. Atchison County and Corey Wagner. She'll pull it down and bring it up. With a minute 40 to go in the half. It's a 4-point game. 23-19. Ravens out front. ACCHS back it away. Wagner dumps it over to the right side. On the floor a couple of times at the free throw line. 15-footer's going to be up and no good. Going to be lost out of bounds. Back it will come again to the Ravens. Neither of these teams is showing a lot of the bench depth. Ravens have not made a second quarter substitution yet. The Tigers have made a couple, but Morehill Mount Academy leading in here at the 23-19 clip with a minute 15 to go in the half still has not made a substitution in the second quarter. Here's a feed over to the left side to Adams. Right side of the lane. Back out on top. All alone, Cody. Wide open three. About 2 feet short, it's going to go out of bounds and picked back up by the Ravens. They'll miss it. Picked back up by the Ravens. They'll miss it. Picked back up by the Ravens. They'll miss it. Picked back up by the Ravens. And Keckner is going to be fouled this time. Point blank layups. Multiple shots. And MHMA is going to get an opportunity at the free throw line. The foul is going to be the second of the game by McKenzie Scholes. Ravens are going to bring it in. The shot from outside by Keckner, no good. And here comes ACCHS. So MHMA with many opportunities to score. Just sometimes that ball will not go in. It would not for them on that trip up the floor. Here's Bowerly. Swings it over to the left side. The feed across into the middle is batted away. Saved by the Tigers. They'll dish it back to the left. An open jump shot. Airborne hits the back of the rim with a long rebound. It's going to be cleared away by Kickner. She'll bring it up the floor herself. Has a teammate out in front of her. Elects not to go there. Comes out on top to Folsom for a wide open three. Wide to the right side. Rebounded off the backboard by Bowerly. 20 seconds, 19, 18 to go in the first half. Quite a bit of scoring in the opening quarter has been followed by very little scoring in the second. Tigers will drive into the lane. The shot is up and missing. Offensive rebound underneath, and it's going to be slapped out of bounds. Ravens are going to have it in play with 3 seconds to go in the half. You can see the Lady Ravens out of the four. Every one of the five, hands on hips, they have been there the entire game. Starting five still out there. Inbound it comes. Bowerly shoots. Rims out. Won't go. Rebound followed up, and we get a foul? No. There is no foul in the play. We have come to the end of the opening half. We'll return here to the Haverty Gymnasium to summarize it for you. The teams are headed for the locker room. Halftime of the girls' game. Marshall Mount Academy 23, ACCHS 19.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game. Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Soap Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Guys, teams are out of the court warming up. Don't forget their game coming up next. But a quick recap on opening half scoring in the ladies' contest, ACCHS, and the ladies' score in the game, Kinsey Bowerly with 11 for MHMA. Capri Keckner paces away, 10 at the end of the opening quarter. She has 10 at halftime. Guys, game coming up next, so don't go away. But right now, we're going to take a little break. It's intermission in the girls' game. We'll be back for the second half live. But right now, with that score, Lady Ravens 23, Lady Tigers 19. We're kicking it back to Joseph. He's in that famous Care Radio Sports studio with a New Year's halftime.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their Mix 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening, It looks like we've got a couple of cancellations to mention. Of course, tomorrow we will not be having Benedictine Ravens basketball, as that game has been rescheduled for early February. Another cancellation that just came in is that First Christian Church is not having services this Saturday or Sunday, January 5th, because of incoming weather. Of course, go to our free website, msccnews.net, to get all of the cancellations. And, of course, keep it tuned right here to Hot Country 93.7, as we will do our best to keep you abreast of the winter weather situation that we're expecting this weekend. I'll be back in just a moment with a quick look around the area and the scores as I have them.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Find your future at FW Houston Medical Center. With competitive wages and sign-on bonuses of up to $5,000, now is a perfect time to join the FW Houston family. Call us at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Taking a look around the area, we've got a we've got some halftime scores to report. In the Holton-Hiawatha game, it was Holton 23 to Hiawatha's 18. At the half, in Horton and Jackson Heights game, it's the Horton ladies at 32 points to Jackson Heights ladies 16. And taking a look at this game, we've got Marhill Mount Academy ladies at 23 points to ACCHS 19. I'll be back in just a moment with a quick look at that weather eye forecast.
No matter where your home field is, DynaGrow Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, DynaGrow delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it. Or you could enjoy it in a cheesy queso boss burrito or with our potato olays. Forget it. The ultimate queso takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Ready for some festivities? Fill up on holiday cheer at Taco John's. For the 29th year, Nachos Navidad is back with seasoned beef, nacho cheese, and festive red and green tortilla chips. Tis Nachos Navidad season, only at Taco John's.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A winter storm warning begins at 6 p.m. tomorrow night and continues until 3 a.m. Monday morning. Lows level off around 20 tonight under mainly cloudy skies, northeast winds at around 5 miles an hour. Mixed precipitation possible at times tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 28. Cloudy skies expected. 6 to 12 inches of snow tomorrow through Sunday night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
6 to 12 inches of snow is what she said. Right now, currently in Atchison, we're just sitting at cloudy conditions, and that's all the way through Sunday evening. We're sitting at 29 degrees. Currently, it feels like 23 out there with the winds out of the north at 6 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 72%. Dew point, 21 degrees Fahrenheit. And the barometric pressure, well, it's on the rise at 30.48 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couch courtside in just a moment.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
And with that, we welcome you back once again to Haverty Gymnasium, where the girls' game is getting set to go to the second half. It is a 23-19 lead for the homestanding MHMA Lady Ravens. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph. He's handling stuff in the studio. Doing a great job keeping us up to speed at halftime. Joseph, I'm depending on you to ward off the inclement weather that they keep promising is coming, so I'm leaning on you for that. So here we go, and we're going to have a quick turnover by MHMA to put the ball in play, throw it down to the baseline, but it's going to get away. Here comes ACCHS. They'll bring it into the forecourt, swing it over to the right side, driving into the lane. Bowerly shot going to go up, no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Catherine, and here comes Hannah. Outlets it right side. Driving into the middle, Folsom pulls up, 8-footer, knock it in. So Caitlin Folsom with a half a dozen points, and it's 25-19. I'm going to make a correction. Kinsey Bowerly, 14 points in the first half for the Lady Tigers. Here's Bowerly with it, top side right now. She'll knife into the lane, pull up the runner. It's in and out, no good. Rebound tipped out. Ravens are going to pull it down. Here comes MHMA. Up floor with the basketball. Here's Hannah Cody. We're going to run a little motion-esque offense right now. They've got Folsom at the free throw line. He'll kick it to the right side. The three-point shot is going to be launched and missed. The rebound underneath by Cody, and she'll follow it up and in. Falling away. Gets the roll. Hannah Cody up to 4 points now, and it's 27-19. 6.5 to play. Third quarter. Early second half. Bowerly kicks it off on top. Tigers with the basketball. That's going to be Corey Wagner with it. Back over to the left side to Ava. Spear pushes it off top side again. And once more, the Tigers being very patient, very deliberate with their offense, looking to get the shots that they want. Here's an open baseline three, and it is going to be a little bit short. Rebounding it down. It's Folsom. She'll bring it up the floor herself. Up court pass. Dish back left. Here goes Keckner. Drives in multiple steps, and it's going to be stripped out of her hands and out of bounds. 5:55 to go in the third quarter. 27-19. MHMA here at home with the first game of the second semester. Now the ball is going to be knocked away. Here come the Tigers. They'll bring it down the floor. For some reason, Atchison County does not attack the basket. And out on top, the shot gets ready to be taken, and Adams reaches across and whacks Ava Spear on the arm. It'll be Nora's second foul, and Ava coming to the free throw line looking for her first point this evening. Ava has seen some limited playing time this season, gotten in a little foul trouble early. She's out there with three fouls to begin the second half, and her first free throw is up and in, and she's on the board. 27-20, Ravens in front in the girls' game. 5:45 to go third quarter. Spears' second one will not go in. The rebound tipped around. Ravens are going to bring it down. Here comes Hannah Cody into the forecourt with the basketball. 27-20. Right side, Kettner. Top side, it goes to Hannah. Into the middle. Back outside. The three is going to be launched and hit from the outside. Adams. She's got a half a dozen points on a couple of threes. And it's 30-20, the largest lead of the ball game for either team. And now the ball is going to be stolen and an easy layup on the other end by Kettner. Capri Kettner collecting her first points since the opening quarter with that layup. We're going to get a timeout. Taking a break at 5:10 to go in the third quarter. Ravens on a run. It's MHMA. 32, Lady Tigers 20.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Don't forget the guys game coming up after this one here on Care Radio as we have a high school hoops doubleheader. Ladies game there right now with 5 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. Find the homestanding Lady Ravens in front, 32-20. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, producing and engineering, doing news, weather, sports, all this stuff. Joseph back in the Care Sports Studio. Thank you, young man. Tom Couch with here courtside in Atchison, Kansas at the Mariel Mount Academy Gymnasium. Ravens are going to switch things up coming out of the timeout, and they're going to apply full court pressure on the inbound, and the Tigers are having a problem with this. The lob up the court is going to be easily stolen, but pressure, too much pressure into backcourt this time, and Adams picks up a foul. It'll be her third. It'll be interesting to see how these two teams work through their benches. We saw MHMA with no second quarter substitutions. The Tigers with only a couple. And now, Anna Cody picking up the ball on a steal. Just stepped into the passing lane and comes up with it. Now, stumbles into the forecourt, goes over to the right side. Adams back out on top. It'll come to Cody. 4:44 to go in the third quarter. Ravens with those starters out there at the free throw line. Now the feed underneath, and Pice goes up with the shot, gets fouled. Now we're going to see Catherine step into the stripe. That is going to be the first foul of the game for the Tigers, Gracie Kimmy. And here's Catherine at the line. Catherine with 4 points. And now five. Put that one right in there. Catherine, a field goal in the first and second quarters. And now we're going to get a substitution coming in for the Lady Ravens as Adams will come out of the game, and she's going to be replaced by Kiara Street. Second free throw, in and out, no good. Tigers rebounded down. It is 33-20. MHMA by some 13 points, and at a big collision coming up the floor, and that's going to be a Raven foul. And it is the second foul by Kettner. Raven team foul three. The ball quickly comes in. The feet underneath. The shot up off the backboard and good. And Bowerly with her 16th point of the evening. 4:20 to go in the third quarter. Up court pass is going to be stolen away. Tigers on a jailbreak. Down the floor. Running. Going in. Shot is up. Rolls off. No good. A foul. Coming in late is going to be Hannah Cody. And she was torn. Do I just let her go the length of the court and contest it, or do I go in and do something? Well, she went in and applied a little defense, picked up the foul. The first free throw is up and in for Ava Spear. Ava now 2 out of 3 at the free throw line. And she'll get both of them. So Kiara Street in the game. And we're halfway through the third quarter. Kiara will swing it over to the left side to Keckner. Back out on top, it'll come to Cody. She'll back away. Tigers have settled into a zone defense now. More of a 3-2 kind of zone. Here's Folsom from the right side. Shot far too strong, and the rebound is loose. It's on the floor. Tigers are going to rip it away. Take it away from Peisch. And come up the floor with the basketball. Feet down to the baseline right. On the court one time. Dishing it back over to the left side where the three-point shot is launched. And Chris was going to say no, that there was a travel. And back it's going to go to MHMA. Keckner brings it in, gets it to Cody. They have a little conversation as the ball comes up the floor. 3.5 to go in the third. Lady Ravens with a comfortable 11-point lead. Street now into the middle. It goes to Folsom. Around to the right side to Keckner. She'll go in multiple steps again, and they're going to call a foul. And again, she's coming to the free throw line. She's got that down pat. Kind of drop that lead shoulder. Go into the lane, and there's liable to be some contact. And more often than not, here's her first free throw, and she'll hit it. That, by the way, is going to be the second foul of the game for Addison Crockett of ACCHS. And with that free throw, Kickner has 13. And this one will not go in. Rebounded by Peisch. Right side it goes to Keckner, and she'll put it up and in. It is 36-24. Ravens up a dozen. 3 minutes left in the third. Tigers flying down the court. Bowerly trapped at the baseline. Has it knocked away by Hannah. ACCHS coming in down to the offensive end. Looking in, wants to get down low, and instead lob it out on top, and nobody was there to take the ball. Driving down, Kiara, she'll drive and shoot. No, follow shot, missed by Keckner. Follow shot, and a Tiger foul. This is going to come over in, I suspect. Yeah, it's going to be a foul called against Addison. Crockett will have her third of the game, and back at the free throw line is Keckner. And that one's in. One more shot. 2:48 to go. The Ravens have got 4 of that original 5 out there. As Keckner hits them both. Kiara Street has come in as Adams is in foul trouble and has had to exit the ballgame. That's a 38-24 Raven lead. A 2 minutes and 40 to go in the third quarter here in this Northeast Kansas League high school girls basketball game. Kinsey Bowerly with it way out on the left elbow. Brings it back over to the right side for Corey Wagner. Wagner swings it left and right. Feeds it into the middle. Gets it there to Crockett. Back at it. It'll come to Wagner. She'll cut into the lane. Puts up the right-handed shot. Off the window against the roll. It's good. Corey Wagner picking up her 4th point to the game. 38-26. Cody will walk it down. And again, that 3-2 zone. The ball goes into the middle. They're trying to get it to Peisch. And it's going to be stolen away. Batted free in the middle and picked up by Bowerly. And into the forecourt, Corey Wagner. Tigers are back on offense. They'll dump it over to the right side to Rebecca Kaplinger. Lobs it off on top. Driving into the lane, going up with the shot in a lot of traffic. Knocked to the floor and no foul called. Tigers not getting any break here. And here's a shot on the other end. It's going to be up and the roll is going to be good. Folsom gets the bucket. And with that, Caitlin is up to 8 points now. And we will have a foul as the Tigers bring the ball into the forecourt. And it is going to be whistled on Keckner. It'll be her third. So Keckner and Adams each with 3 fouls. And MHMA's got a trio at the scorer's table. They will come in after the first of two free throws by Corey Wagner. Her first one? Yes. All right, Nora Adams coming back into the game. And also into the game for MHMA is going to be Ella Eichelberger. And also into the game is going to be Macy Mullins-Clater. Second free throw, also good. So Corey's going to hit them both. A minute and a half to go in the third quarter. And it is 40-28. Ravens topside with it. Mullins-Clater with the basketball. They'll swing it over to the left to Adams, underneath to Folsom. And it was a big collision, and his body's fallen to the floor. I suspect we will. Yeah, it's going to be a blocking foul on the Tigers. It'll be the third foul of the game, maybe, for Corey. 1:16 to go. Here's a baseline jump shot, and it's up and in! Three-point shot from deep from the outside. And how about that? For Moyle Mount Academy's Macy Mullins-Clater. Now as the Tigers come up the floor, we're going to have a foul, and that's quickly the fourth on Nora. She was in the game for a brief bit of time, and now she's looking over her shoulder, realizing that with three third-quarter fouls and four now in the games, that she's probably checking right back out, and the free throw will not go down for Wagner. So, Catherine Peisch right back into the game, and Adams right back out. With a minute one to go in the third. A comfortable 15-point MHMA lead. Second free throw, rolls around and in. So, Corey Wagner, 7 points in the game, and it's 43-29. Here comes Hannah Cody, and as she gets it into the forecourt, we'll get a timeout taken. Ravens are going to take a break, and Joseph, so shall we. With just under a minute to go in the third quarter here in Atchison, Kansas, timeout on the floor. Moyle Mount Academy 43, Atchison County 29.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Well, for the Ravens, they're utilizing their bench, rotating players in and out as best they can. Five on the floor, three on the bench for the Tigers, or for the Ravens. Five on the floor, four on the bench for the Tigers. So neither coach working with a particularly deep roster here tonight. MHMA with a basketball. They're looking for the final shot of the third. You can see that as they're in no hurry. Way up topside, now backing away with it. It's going to be Cody. She's just standing between the circles, dribbling the basketball, and everybody pretty much standing around. Cody walks over to the left side. Little one-hand push pass comes off on top there to Mullins-Clater. Now driving into the lane. The one-handed shot is up. It's missing, and the rebound is going to be saved down low by Peisch. She gets double-teamed underneath, and the ball is going to be grabbed and held up by Addison Crockett. It'll be a jump ball. And MHMA, who is going to go for the final shot, in fact, is going to let the Tigers have a final shot. They've got 10 seconds to get it up the floor and get a shot away. Quickly, here's going to come Wagner. Corey's got to be aware of the time. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Lobs it over to the left side. Bowerly knows the time. She'll launch it. Hit a three at the buzzer. Kenzie Bowerly knocks down a three and draws a foul. She's got a chance at a 4-point play. That is going to be the third foul by Hannah Cody. So for MHMA, four fouls on Adams, three on Cody, three on Keckner. The free throw, it's good. So Bowerly completes the four-point play. And the Ravens have got 1.9 to get the ball up the floor, and they're not going to try. And that's going to do it. Three corners in the book, Natchez of Kansas. We'll be back with the fourth quarter of the ladies' game. It's Moore Hillmount Academy 43, Natchez County 33.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where we nurture dreams into reality.
Well, the leading scorer on each team is by far the leading scorer for MHMA, Capri Keckner with 17. Next closest is 8 for Caitlin Folsom and half a dozen for Adams. Peisch with 5, 4 for Cody, and 3 for Macy Mullins-Clater. For ACCHS, it is Kinsey Bowerly leading her team and leading all scorers. Now with 20, Corey Wagner has 7. It's Ava Spear with a 3-2 for Mackenzie Scholes and Addison Crockett with 1. It is Raven basketball to begin the fourth quarter. Here we go. And Kier Street is going to stay out on the court to begin the fourth quarter. In the middle, Folsom loses the handle, kicks it back. Cody launches and hits a 3. How about that? So the 3-point shot by Hannah Cody pushes her scoring now to 7 tonight. Tigers with the basketball, trailing by some 13 early in the fourth quarter. Bowerly has a three-point shot rejected. Tigers are going to save it. Back over to the left side where another three is going to be shot and missed. Rebound underneath, up and followed in. Corey Wagner with her 9th point of the game. It's 46-35. And again, Cody will bring it up. Stops, looks over to Keckner, nearly threw it to her. Keckner had no idea she was there. Now it's going to be stolen by Bowerly. She'll race down the court, have it stripped away from behind, and knocked out of bounds. It'll be Tiger basketball at their end. 7 minutes to play in the ladies' game. Guys' game still coming up. Do not get away. Looking in. And here's the inbound way out on top. ACCHS for the basketball, and they will turn it over on the inbound play. Now Adams is going to come back into the game. Again, 7 minutes to go. Adams will come in. Kiera will come off the floor. And once again, MHMA is back to its starting 5. Down the right side. And back out on top. Here's Peisch driving into the middle. The ball's going to be knocked out of her hands, stolen away. Tigers are going to come back up the floor with it. The upcourt lob, and it's going to get away, go out of bounds, and it is going to be Raven basketball. The official on the far sideline, to the chagrin of the Raven fans here, says that it was touched last by an MHMA, or by a Tiger player. 6.5 to go in the game. Out on top, Folsom, top of the key above the 3-point circle. Left side, it'll go to Adams, feeds into the lane, hook shot, Peisch wide right, rebound is on the floor. Going to be saved by Folsom, who dribbles it out toward the top, loses the handle on him for a minute, looks back down, finds the ball, and picks it back up. Top side again is going to be Adams. Feed to the right block. Peisch all alone. Short jumper is short. And by short jumper, from inside the block, that jumper went up and did not quite make the rim. And on the rebound, we will have a foul. And it is going to be on Caitlin Folsom. Caitlin, only foul 1 tonight. And that's going to be the first foul of the fourth quarter by either team here with 6:10 to go. In the fourth quarter, it's an 11-point Moore Hillmount Academy lead here at home. First game of 2025 for these two clubs. Here's Bowerly with the basketball, looks to drive into the middle, now changes direction, works her way to the baseline, puts it up off the block, it's off the rim one time, no good, but she gets fouled, and she'll come to the line for a couple of shots. And this foul is on It's got to be Nora, yep. She's just not looking left or right. Going to walk off the floor, picking up her fifth foul, and she's going to exit the game at 5:52 to go. So Adams will foul out. 5:52 to play, ending her evening with 6 points. And the first free throw for Bowerly, coming up short. Kinsey with 20 points. But she is 2 of 4 now at the free throw line this evening. Second free throw, also short. And rebounding it down, MHMA. So Kiara Street is in the game, joining the other 4 starters. And we will get timeout. Yeah. Timeout taken by the Lady Ravens. And Joseph, let's enjoy with them. What do you say? We've got 5:46 to go in the ladies' contest. MHMA 46, ACCHS 35.
Your old farm truck, a good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 4020 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships, not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
Welcome back to Atchison, Kansas. We're here on the campus of Barnhill Mount Academy. The Haverty Gymnasium with 5:46 to go in the ladies' game. The Lady Ravens will be putting the ball in play and enjoying an 11-point lead. Hannah Cody with the basketball comes out on top. Catherine Pyshen now a 3-point shot. Keckner will come up short, not quite hit the rim, hit the floor, bound out of bounds, and it'll belong to the Tigers. Here comes ACCHS as they gently and patiently walk it up the floor. Corey Wagner swings it over to the left side to Bowerly, and Bowerly kind of slips and tumbles, and they're going to call it for a travel. So with an opportunity to make this a single-digit game, the Tigers are unable to come up with any points, and back up with it will come Morehill Mount Academy. And again, it's going to be Hannah Cody. Hannah runs the ball clip from the one, loses the handle on it for a moment, and she's guarded closely by Corey Wagner. Comes back out on top to Pyshen, back at that high post. Left side, Keckner's going to go three again. That time she'll knock it in. And they're going to say, I think, has she gotten fouled? Hits the three, gets fouled. And for the second time, you see this once in a while, but for the second time in this game, we're going to get an opportunity at a 4-point play. 5:09 to go. That is going to be the third foul. Oh, wait, they're going to say this foul occurs, what, after the shot? So they're going to count the basket, and give the Ravens the basketball. And now it's going to be knocked away on the inbound play. Ravens putting it back in from just in the backcourt, on the side across from the benches. So that's a rather bizarre circumstance where you get the 3-point shot and a foul on the shooter gives the ball back to the offensive team. An opportunity at a 6-point trip up the floor. Here comes Folsom to the free throw line, kicks it back to Keckner. She'll run, throw it up, goes across over the back of the rim. And on the rebound, we will have a foul by Folsom. So Caitlin, foul number 2. She did not pick up a foul in the first, second, or third quarters, but a couple of them here in the fourth. 4.5 to go in the game. Tigers in a little bit of trouble now, down 14. The running jump shot, Bowerly, no good. Folsom coming down with a rebound. She's going to bring the basketball up the court herself. Races down the floor. Little bunny hop, she'll take it to the free throw line, gets it back, the 3-point shot, nope. Rebound Folsom, hook shot, got it to hang on the front lip of the rim and a foul in for Caitlin. Folsom has 10 points. We are midpoint of the fourth quarter, it is 51-35. Tigers way up top side with it. We'll pass up the three-point shot. Now the drive into the lane. Oh, that was a pretty job by cutting into the lane by Corey Wagner. She's at 11. 51-37. Hannah Cooney will accelerate, go to the left side. Cut off before she can get to the baseline. Rotates the ball back out on top. Folsom back over once again is going to come to Cody. 3.5 to go in the game. Ravens are going to look maybe to slow this thing down. Crossing pattern over to the left. Folsom drops the shoulder charges. Wow. That was an excellent job in the middle by Bowerly to stand in. Folsom rotates in, drops that shoulder. And when you do that, you are going to have that foul called. And it was. And that is the fourth third quarter foul by Caitlin Folsom. Kara Street is going to exit the game. And Ella Eichelberger comes back in for MHMA. As the Ravens continue to play all of their starters, with the exception of the one who is fouled out. 3:15 to go in the game. Atchison County lobs it over to the left side, trailing by some 14 points. Deep into the corner, here's Bowerly with it. Pushes it back off on top. Spear. And her pass is knocked away and out of bounds by Hannah Cody. Back it'll come to Atchison County, but time getting away from the Lady Tigers. They're down 14 with just over 3 minutes to go. Inbound, stolen by Folsom. She's going to have a jailbreak coast-to-coast, an easy layup. It's good. Caitlin Folsom at a dozen points now, 53-37. ACCHS, once again, going to slow it down. They'll feed into the lane. Here's a shot up and off the back, and it's good, and a plus one. Count the bucket. It's a foul by... It's going to be on Capri Keckner. It'll be her fourth. MHMA with one player having fouled out. Now one player with four fouls and a couple with three. There's a three-point play completed by Gracie Kimmy. And it's 53-40. But again, time the factor now with 2.5 minutes to play in the ballgame. Lady Ravens will work it over to the right side. Comes out on top. Catherine feeds to the right side. It's going to be knocked away from Michael Berger. Tigers are going to pick it up, and here comes Bowerly. She'll race it into the forecourt, kicking it down the right side. Moves into the lane. It's going to be knocked away from behind it. Keckner coming up with a steal. Nobody helped Bowerly to know that a defender was closing in on her from behind. Here's a driving shot. It's going to be up, and it's going to be good for Keckner. Two minutes to play. 55-40. The feed, 15-footer, nope. Rebound tipped around, and Eichelberger comes down with the board. Here come the Lady Ravens. Quickly over to the left side. Folsom will go three. Way too strong. Goes out of bounds on the fly. And back it will come to Atchison County. Caitlin, with a sheepish grin, she looks up in the crowd at family and friends and knows that that one got away just a little bit. Minute 40 left in the game. Tigers will slide around to the left side, backing in with the basketball. Corey Wagner. No room, feeds it out on top to Spear. Ava holding the ball high above her head, and they're going to call her for a travel. Minute 27 to go. Keckner will come over and inbound it, and once again, Cody will bring it up the floor. MHMA down the floor. Cody will drive in, and we're going to have another foul called. The blocking foul on the Tigers, and that'll be the fifth for Ava Spear. So Ava's going to check out of the ballgame tonight, into the evening with 3 points. 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. ACCHS back on defense. 70 seconds to go now. It is a 15-point Raven lead. Folsom with it. Little skip pass underneath. Looking for Eichelberger, but nice job reaching in by McKenzie Scholes to slap that bounce pass away. Knocks it out of bounds, and Catherine will be putting it in play down to the baseline.
to bring it back over to the right side. Kepner goes in, misses the shot, looks for her own rebound, pulls it down, forces it back up, and is able to draw the foul and come back to the free throw line. And this foul is on the Tigers and maybe on Gracie. Yep, it'll be Gracie's second foul. Kepner at the free throw line. That one rattles around and it goes in. Six out of ten. I was doing a little quick counting up there. Six out of ten. Now, for MHMA, into the ball game is going to come Ava Trevino. Second free throw fails, and a rebound cleared away by the Tigers. 46-45, running shot, underhand shot. Oh, that was a fine play by Corey Wagner, pushing her to 13 points now. 56-42, about a half a minute to go. Here's Kiera. Comes out on top to Ava. Catherine's still out there. So is Kepner. Kepner, top of the key, back to Pies. She'll put it on the floor a couple of times. Hook pass in the middle of the shot. Oh, rolls across. Street with a rebound. Back over to Trevino, and I think she was a little startled by the arrival of the basketball and is going to turn it over. Now, MHMA is going to get Macy Mullins-Clater back in the game. So Catherine is going to stay out there with 12 seconds left. Here come the Tigers. The shot by Bowerly is short. Was she fouled? She was. And she'll come to the free throw line again. Three fouls. We have seen a whole lot of fouls called tonight. 6 seconds to go in the ball game. Bowerly coming to the line for three. First one, yeah. So, Kinsey Bowerly hits the first and the second. There have been, I stopped counting, over 30 fouls called in this game. And now, on the inbound, it's going to be tied up. Atchison County basketball, 56-45. ACCHS bringing it in. 4 seconds to go. It'll come in out on top. Bowerly squares up, goes three, doesn't get it. And as it rolls around, there's going to be the final horn. Final score tonight. Mile Mountain Academy, 56. ACCHS, 45. And we'll be back to summarize it right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure what you are doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide residential, commercial, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Well, as the boys' teams come out of the court, warming up for what will be the second half of our Hoops doubleheader this evening, let's recap the scoring from the ladies' contest. First of all, for ACCHS, Kinsey Bowerly leads the way, 23 points for the Tigers senior. Double figures also for Corey Wagner with 13. Ava Spear and Gracie Kimmy each had 3. Mackenzie Schultz with 2. And Addison Crockett added 1. For MHMA, Capri Hector, the leading scorer, with 23. A dozen for Caitlin Folsom. It was Hannah Cody with 7 and a half. A dozen for Nora Adams. Catherine Peisch, 5. And 3 tonight for Macy Mullins-Clater. Your Bank of Atchison player of the game tonight is going to go to Kinsey Bowerly. Kinsey leading her team in 1 foul in the course of the night for Bowerly. She also connected on, 4 three-point shots and was very good at the free throw line. So Bowerly, your Bank of Atchison player of the game this evening. We're going to take a brief recess. Get reloaded, get set to go in the second half. Coming up shortly, it's the guys' turn. Moore Hill Mount Academy and ACCHS in Northeast Kansas League play. But again, the final score in the ladies' contest, Lady Ravens winning it 56-45. We'll be back, but right now, we'll be back to the CARE Studios with Joseph. He's taking care of you here on January the 3rd.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 and our post-game show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A winter storm warning begins at 6 p.m. tomorrow night and continues until 3 a.m. Monday morning. Lows level off around 20 tonight under mainly cloudy skies, northeast winds at around 5 miles an hour. Mixed precipitation possible at times tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 28. Cloudy skies expected. 6 to 12 inches of snow tomorrow through Sunday night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Hey everybody, this is Maura from Benedictine College and you're listening to CARE Country 93.7.
Old man next door gave 55 years to the factory. He died with $1 million underneath his bed. He spent his whole life saving up for a boat and a brand new truck. Got a free ride to the bottom of a 6-foot hole instead. Well, if he was here, I'd bet his one regret would be the top 10.